Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
And now it's time for the Sports Kings from Queens.
It's over! It's over! Knick fans, this is not a dream. Your long, long wait has ended. Go ahead and cry. After 53 years, the Knicks are finally NBA champions once again.
From the heart of Queens to the ears of sports fans everywhere, this is the Sports Kings from Queens. Strap in. The Kings are in session. It's Saturday night, June 14th. Episode 239. The Knicks are champions of the NBA. 94-90 final score. Knicks defeat the Spurs. It's a hell of a run. 16-3 through the playoffs. Woo! Kev?
One loss in 51 days.
Woo!
What a run. Jalen Brunson, my goodness, put himself right in the conversation in the top five Knicks ever.
Wow.
I mean, it's Reed, Clyde, and then Brunson's got to be talked about right in that group there. What a performance. 45 when the rest of the team has 49. Put him on his back, carrying them. Clutch shots, drawing fouls on how many threes?
Oh, my God. It was ridiculous.
And he could have had more if they called some fouls for him. I mean, he got mugged all over the place. And he's one tough son of a gun. And couldn't be happier. And one of my teams actually won a championship. Unbelievable. Darren.
Yeah, my first pro championship since 2009. I am a Villanova fan, so I did root for these guys at 18 as well. And you guys like him too. It wasn't like that you ever root against the Jay Wright teams, you know. But I've followed Nova for a long time. But oh my God, what Jalen Brunson did tonight was amazing, especially when nobody was Shamet hit 1-3 that was kind of clutch in a spot. OG struggled all night. Towns had what 2 points the whole night. I mean, there was nothing happening from a lot of the support staff. You know, the support team, Alvarado didn't hit a shot. Clarkson hit 1 out of 4. I mean, they didn't get anything from these guys. Bridges was the only guy that was, 50%, and he wasn't awesome, but he was okay. And, it was the Jalen Brunson show, getting mugged up and down the court, just getting hammered all over the place. Hart did a little bit here and there, but in typical, New York fashion, let's miss a few foul shots down the stretch to make sure we have to sweat it out. I didn't quite understand that, but the defense was great down the stretch.
Defense was great the whole game.
It was, but down the stretch, they were getting stop after stop after stop. I know Harper missed the one layup, but everything else was pretty contested. And by the way, Dylan Harper is going to be he'll be one of the top 10 players in this league in about 2 years. I mean, he's a special kid. And they actually played him in the fourth quarter. I wish they didn't listen to us after the last episode, but they did. And 53 years, I don't know what else to say. Knick fans, and again, this is the only team that galvanizes the entire city. No other team does that except college with St. John's, and they have not won a championship in our lifetime either. But that's how big it is for New York that the Knicks win. Jay?
The Knicks shot 31 for 87. I mean, 31 for 87.
And they missed that the game went on, though.
Shots. What?
They missed half of them in the first quarter.
Oh,
they missed everything in the first quarter.
My goodness, 13 points in the first quarter. They came out of it down 10. Kept it. What was the biggest lead? 12?
16.
It did get to 16. Okay, I forgot about
16.
That.
And it got the 15 in the second half, too. Got the 15 in the third, twice.
That's right. But, you know, the way it felt different tonight, the way the Spurs got the lead was because of the Knicks' lack of shooting, because they were ice cold. I felt like the Knicks, I mean, you look at each quarter, the Knicks were playing good defense the whole game. The Spurs didn't go out with a 40-point quarter to blow the doors off. The Knicks weren't hitting. And you knew eventually they're not going to shoot 15% the whole game like they started off. And
they wound up shooting 35% for the game. So, I mean, you know.
So Brunson goes 14 for 27. The rest of the team goes 17 for 60. I'm just based on your stat, right? 31, and that's the stat, 31 for 87. The rest of the team goes 17 for 60. But let me tell you the best line of the night. Mitch Robinson, 2 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists. He only 1 foul, 6 offensive rebounds. He was a menace on the glass.
He was.
Because Towns was in foul trouble again all night, and he just never got it going in this series at all after game one, really. He didn't do anything after game one. But Mitchell Robinson getting the offensive rebound on the missed foul shot was humongous. You know, Hoc Porty with his minutes did what he needed to do in those minutes. Not that he put a lot in, but he was able to when they officially give him 1 minute, but he was in there 2 different spurts for that 1 minute. Got a big rebound. I mean, you know, they did what they had to do with those guys, but I thought Mitchell Robinson, for a guy that didn't score and only misses only 2 foul shots as expected, his 10 rebounds were huge tonight, guys.
Yeah, it was so big. I mean, that one offensive rebound late that he's able to get the ball out, back out to the guards right away, so they didn't have the Hakimich there, a chance for that. I mean, like I said, just unbelievable, you know, with Cat in foul trouble, but, you know, you get Mitch in there and it just wears down Wemby. And even though Wemby was held, you know, 38 minutes tonight, you could tell again, fourth quarter, this kid just wears out.
7 for 19, 1 for 6 from 3. Once again, big first quarter, and then you don't see a ton from him offensively. You know, I Castle did not have a big night. Fox had a 3 for 15 for De'Aaron Fox. I mean, at some point, you know, between him and Castle, they combined for 4 for 25, as bad as the Knicks shot. The Castle and Fox were 4 for 25.
And Castle's only make was the follow up when looked like OG didn't box him out. That was his only shot with 16 seconds left.
I think it was actually Hart, and he got screened by Shamet coming across, and he got knocked away. But either way, that was his only bucket of the night. Hit a couple of foul shots, but missed a couple as well. You know, again, you know, some of the foul calls, I thought the Knicks didn't get the favorable whistle tonight.
The one that was obvious.
I mean, you know, because you called it in game, you called it on Brunson. I mean, at some point, guys, right? Does Brunson have to be treated like a superstar, or am I just crazy?
I think
he's earned it.
I mean, down the stretch there, I mean, they tackled him before he got it off and got it to Bridges, and Bridges got the foul on him to go to the line to make 1 of 2 instead of Brunson. But he was tackled. The shot, the three-pointer that he came right down to Wemby's foot when Wemby's in his landing zone. You know, we saw a flagrant one early in the series, like I said, against Brunson. How did not call it? Because it's Wemby, and he would have been tossed for game 6 if they got to game 6. But guess what? It doesn't matter.
You know, I want to think that way, Kev. The problem is they miss so many of those fouls. Yeah. Are they just missing all of these fouls? I mean, here's the thing. The fishing right?
Here's the thing. Tough tonight to watch.
The Knicks, okay, they missed 16 of their first 18 shots, okay? Yep. They were down 10 at the first half, at the first quarter, and they wound up being down 6 at the half. After missing after missing 16 of their first 18, they kept battling, they kept battling the whole game, and you just kept saying, just keep battling. That's all I want you to do. Just keep battling. Stay in the damn game. And then they start the fourth quarter, and this is when we were texting. They start the fourth quarter, and it was like, I texted you guys. I'm like, how long is he going to go with no OG, no Bridges, and no Brunson? And the longer that stretch lasted, it was like better for that team, because all of a sudden then he came in and Brunson then all of a sudden goes on just fire. He's, you know, he's losing his mind. He keeps coming down, and every time he's got a man on him near the three-point line, he knows he's got Castle on his ass. He can launch up a three. He's going to bump into him. He knows he's got whoever, you know, Fox or Castle, or it doesn't matter, Champagne, whoever it is. If he's near him, he's going to chuck up a three. He knows he's going to get the foul. Boom, done. You know, listen, it's a hell of a win. I don't know what, you know, listen, it's a hell of a run. I mean, if we hoped that they would get to the finals. They got to the finals. We hoped they would win. They won. We look back now, they went 16-3 in the playoffs to win this title, guys.
They lost their first road game and didn't lose another one. I mean, that's hard to do. I mean, they lost game three in Atlanta. And they did not lose another road game.
Wait,
all three in the finals, right? Kev, they went into San Antonio, won three. They won one in that, two in Atlanta for five, and then they won the other two against Philly,
right?
Seven and Cleveland for nine. I mean, right? Am I missing anything?
Yeah, no. But wait, but 16-3 in the playoffs, right? But it even gets more crazy, right? Because they start off 1-2.
Yeah.
Which means they then run off 15-1 stretch.
One loss in 51 days.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
And there was questionable calls in the 4-point loss they had. Let's be honest. The Knicks could have swept the series. And you know what? The Spurs probably feel the same way.
Spurs could have swept them too,
because these games were all very competitive. And you know that this team's only going to get better. The one thing I'll say against Mitch Johnson a little bit, not to criticize him too much, but at the end of the game, he almost owed it for his offense to have Castle and Fox out the way they were playing, with Harper and kind of go to Champagne and Vassell, because or Vassell, however you pronounce it, because it seemed like, you know, those guys were hitting shots. And the two guys that he kept in there weren't. I guess you go with your guys. I'm not trying to be questionable about it, but De'Aaron Fox hasn't been good in the entire series, really.
Yeah.
No.
And he kind of blew game – he helped blow game four. And I was stunned at least one of those guys wasn't in there for, for Fox, because Fox didn't have a good night tonight.
No.
Yet he put up 15 shots, third most on the team, only behind Wemby's 19 and Harper's 19. And Wemby again, second half, shots go further out, then further out, then further out. And he's shooting threes again, and he's shooting long twos. They're contested. Nobody could get in his face. He's open, but,
if you're an opponent, you want him out there.
No, absolutely. Let him beat me. Let him beat me from there, because he should be able to dominate me inside. I'll get a foul call every time.
And the way he get George Wessels, my goodness.
I mean, he's amazing with that. I mean, they give him every call.
I mean, the one that fouled out Cat.
That was a horrible call.
Wemby fell down.
Yeah, that was a horrible call. I mean, it's not like Cat's not a legit, you know, upper echelon NBA player where he doesn't deserve any kind of credit for his career so far. He deserves a little bit of leeway, but they wanted Wemby to be the face of this league. And it's not going to translate, by the way, because he's not a likable character. He's not Steph. No. I mean, he's not even LeBron, who's gifted from high school. This is a dirty kind of guy who's got physical advantages over everybody else, and he's not going to be that face of the NBA that they want.
I mean, you don't see LeBron play dirty.
No, you don't.
20 plus years. How many dirty plays? 20 plus years. How many dirty plays has LeBron had?
No, he flops. He doesn't do anything dirty. He just flops.
No. Wemby's out there throwing elbows, doing this, doing that, getting flagrants. Should have had two more in the series that were on.
Oh, he should have.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. And he's not likable. And when you say some of these other guys, the only guy I really don't mind on the Spurs, I think, right now is Harper.
Well, Harper's a
because he goes out there and plays.
Harper's a hell of a player.
I don't see him doing the showboating or gestures or anything else like that. You know, you watch Castle and you watch Vassell and Champagne, and you know they're doing this and that. You know, that's me being old school. I'm old fashioned, but you know, it's tough to like this team.
No, they're not a likable team.
And when you get a guy like Brunson out there who just, my God, he's just such a hard worker, physical, doesn't back down, and the guts of the champion.
Yeah, I mean, listen, smallest guy for the most part on the court, you know, not the fastest guy, not the perfect physique of what you want from the point guard, but my God, the craftiness this kid plays with is unbelievable. And you can say what you want, and we said it all year, like the Nick defense, they're going to struggle with Cat and with Brunson out there. They're both liabilities. But you know what? Cat played great defensively when he was allowed to, and Brunson was not exposed defensively much in the series, guys. I mean, I thought that Brunson did everything really well. The Nick defense as a whole was outstanding. I mean, Anunoby gets a lot of credit for it. Bridges, Hart, those are the guys. But, yeah, great stuff.
The only point where Brunson may have been a little exposed was when they really started clamping down on him defensively as he was coming across half court or getting to half court. That's about it, where they were really making him work hard dribbling to get across half court. That's about it. After that point, when he was able to get around any of those guys to get to the basket, there was no problems getting to the basket at all with any of these guys. So,
no, it's just amazing, actually. It really is. Listen, so he had 45 tonight, right? He had 36 in game three. He had 32 in game two. And I'm just looking up game one, sorry, just to make sure I have it right here. Game one was, let's see, I'm sorry, I should have had that number out. He had 20. That was the only game that he didn't have a huge offensive game, and they happened to win it. He just kept getting stronger and stronger throughout the series. And even with all that pressure, Gino, and you look like he was wearing down, he was finding a way to score. I mean, like, the Knicks are a tough watch. Every shot clock's down to 3 seconds or 2 seconds before the shot goes off. You don't know if they're going to get the shot off. Sometimes he over dribbles. There's a lot of things that happen, but you can't question the heart of that guy. Like you said, heart of the champion.
Absolutely not.
Yep. I mean, what was the stat? 47% of the team's points, which is the most ever, I think, in the closeout game, or one of them. Yeah.
Guards, and he tied Jordan for the most points for a road closeout game ever, right? I mean, that's pretty sick.
Yep. Yeah. And all-time Nick record for most points in the finals game.
It's unbelievable.
With 45. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And we saw the post-game and the emotion and, you know, sharing the special moment with the dad and that Lisa Saltz's interview. You can tell it just got to him. Everything. He was spent.
And you see the press conference on Tuesday night, because the Make-A-Wish guy that he had met passed away, and that's what he started with. This is a good guy. I mean, that's the thing. You know, none of these guys come off as not great guys. None of them. There's no one out there that you say, well, that kid's kind of a punk or that kid's kind of a jerk. They don't seem to have that player on this team, unless it's a guy that doesn't get on the court, you know.
Yeah.
It seems like any of these guys are not, you know, classy, which is really nice. It makes them a fun team to root for. And listen, the comeback in game four, comeback again in game five, double digits in every game in the first quarter of every game in this series.
Yeah.
And to win four of those games, I don't know what more you can say, G. I don't know what more we can say.
Well, I will tell you this. Now, Wemby's game four moment just is one of the top moments in New York, becomes one of the top moments in New York sports. It's not just a, it's not just something that's out there now, because now that leads to a game five where the Knicks actually win the championship.
Yeah.
It's not just looked over.
No, I mean, and OG getting that tip in game four, and heroics from lots of different players throughout the series. I don't know.
One other interesting one tonight. So, you talk about the Villanova championship. You realize that Hart, Bridges, and Brunson won an NCAA championship in Texas, and now they win an NBA.
I did not put that together. That's great. I didn't even
the final four that year.
I didn't remember it from then. No,
it was down in Houston that year.
Yep.
Now they win in San Antonio, and my God, another thing. Wow, did that place was that place loud for the Knicks? It's hard to tell sometimes where the game is being played.
I think that crowd was at least a third Knicks, and a lot of them down low were Knicks fans.
Yeah.
So a lot of orange and blue in the crowd tonight, guys.
A lot.
Hey, listen, this has been the funnest.
A lot. And they were loud.
This has been the funnest stretch we've had since we started the podcast to follow a team and go all the way through. Both of the two funnest ones were the Knicks last year and then the Knicks this year, right? In our 3 years of doing it, over 4 years basically of doing this now. It's been the Knicks have been the one that's been galvanizing us and giving us stuff to do. And it just tells you, you know, that the Mike Brown hire, which is what, the fourth or fifth choice?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, I didn't understand he was going to sing who let the dogs out, but whatever floats your boat, Mike. You know, replacing Thibodeau because Thibodeau would not use that bench. And I think, and Clyde made a comment about it. Clyde said that Tibbs had no plan to ever try to grow the bench and fortify the bench. And that's why he's not here anymore. And you saw the difference when they give these guys a little bit of a breather. I mean, Brunson played 41 minutes. But he needs those 7 minutes because just bringing up the ball and Castle's a pest. Yeah. And Harper's good and Vassell's good and Champagne's a pest. And Fox is probably the weakest of the five, but he's still okay. I mean, it's like he's exhausted. Like Gino said, he's just picking him up three-quarter court and just banging him the whole way. And he never gets a call. And you're like, wow. Just one of those things, guys.
Yeah.
Any final points?
I'm glad we had a couple of good bets.
Yeah, we made some money.
We had some good bets. Tonight especially, we kind of thought it was odd. Knicks up 3-1. Knicks were plus 5 before the game started today. They were plus 170 on the money line. I was kind of surprised that was so high, especially that they were up 3-1 going into the game.
No, I was too. I mean – I jumped on it. I saw it. I got it at 5.5 a little earlier in the day, and I was like, am I reading this right? I didn't know if I was. And then it was plus 170, 5.5, and I had the over-under at 216, and I was like, I don't know. I'm going to go under on that. And it was pretty good. You had the Knicks in 5, so you hit that bet as well.
Did.
I mean, a lot of good things with the gambling as well aspect of it, but yeah, this has been – it's going to be like a letdown now, you know, as we go into, you know, June baseball, as hockey will end either tomorrow night or Tuesday, and we will watch – well, Wednesday, I believe, and we will watch the World Cup for a couple of weeks in the U.S. Open, and then it kind of falls off a little bit. So, but this has been one magical run, Kev.
Well, thank God for the Knicks as a Mets fan.
Yeah, he's playing okay, so but nice thank God for the Knicks, too.
It's so nice to be distracted by that. Now we've got the World Cup to distract us, and I'm already into it. And then before you know, when that's over, it's going to be Jet training camp.
Yeah, we got U.S. Open next week. I'll be into that. I'll be watching the Shinnecock.
I have to tell you, it was wonderful seeing Patrick Ewing in the background with all those Knicks celebrating this championship.
Yeah, no, it was.
They were all traveling. I mean, Ewing,
but it was, for Fox, him specifically, Clyde. It was wonderful to see him celebrating a championship, let me tell you.
And I was happy to see Clyde and you know, absolutely. Alan Houston was there, and, you know, Oakley was there Oakley tonight. Was he's banned from the Garden, but he can go to the road games. Yep. Wanted to see if he was going to go attack Dolan while he was on the stage, but he didn't. You know, but yeah. And the Knicks are the NBA champions. Final thoughts, or we're ready to wrap up, boys?
We are
the Sports Kings from Queens. Darren, Kevin, Gino, talk about the wonderful, wild, and wacky world of sports. A wacky world where the 3 seed in the East, a team people weren't sure how well they would be able to do today, this year, I should say, if they had the right coach that they brought in, their fifth choice or whatever it was, had a chance to win the championship, and they did. Please download the podcast anywhere you can get a podcast, whether it be an Apple product, Spotify, TuneIn, whatever you like. We post a lot on social media. We already posted this game tonight. Please comment on it. Like it. Share it. If you don't like it, share it anyway. And without any further ado, the Knicks are champions, and make your sports be with you.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.